Evening, April 29th. The Lord taketh pleasure in his people. Psalm 149, verse 4. How comprehensive is the love of Jesus! There is no part of his people's interests which he does not consider, and there is nothing which concerns their welfare which is not important to him. Not merely does he think of you, believer, as an immortal being, but as a mortal being too. Do not deny it or doubt it. The very hairs on your head are all numbered. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. It were a sad thing for us if this mantle of love did not cover all our concerns. For what mischief might be wrought to us in that part of our busyness which did not come under our gracious Lord's inspection? Believer, rest assured that the heart of Jesus cares about your meaner affairs. The breath of his tender love is such that you may resort to him in all matters, for in all your afflictions he is afflicted, and like as a father pitieth his children, so doth he pity you. The meanest interests of all his saints are all borne upon the broad bosom of the Son of God. Oh, what a heart is this, that doth not merely comprehend the persons of his people, but comprehends also the diverse and innumerable concerns of all those persons. Dost thou think, O Christian, that thou canst measure the love of Christ? Think of what his love has brought thee: justification, adoption, sanctification, eternal life. The riches of his goodness are unsearchable. Thou shalt never be able to tell them out or even conceive them. Oh, the breath of the love of Christ! Shall such a love as this have half our hearts? Shall it have a cold love in return? Shall Jesus' marvelous loving-kindness and tender care meet with but faint response and tardy acknowledgment? Oh, my soul, tune thy harp to a glad song of thanksgiving. Go to thy rest rejoicing, for thou art no desolate wanderer, but a beloved child, watched over, cared for, supplied, and defended by the Lord.